Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Hei. We will begin at the bottom of the Amid on Daf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph. At the end of the third line, we'll begin at the top of the Amid on Daf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph, at the end of the third line, with the words, Rav Chananya Bar Shlemiah. Says the Gemara, Rav Chananya Bar Shlemiah V'Talmidei D'Rav Haviyasvi B'Sudasa. They were eating a Suda, Rav Chananya Bar Shlemiah and the Talmidim of Rav, and the Rashi and the Rashbam tell us that this Suda had begun on Erev Shabbos, and Veherichu Bo Atshech HaSheicha, and it was a lengthy Suda, and it went all the way until it was dark outside. Vekoi Alayu Rav Hamnuna Saba, and Rav Hamnuna Saba was attending to their needs. Amrulei, so Rav Chananya Bar Shlemiah and the Talmidei of Rav said to Rav Hamnuna Saba, Zil Chazi, go out and see Imekadish Yoyma, if night has come, and Memela there has been a Kiddush of Shabbos, and if that is the case, even though we're in the middle of our Suda, Nafsik, we will make a break, we will stop our Suda, we'll stop the Suda's choil that we were eating on Erev Shabbos, and we will begin the Suda Shabbos. And both Rashi and the Rashbam say, how will we make a stoppage, a break in our meal of the weekday? Ba'akiras HaShulchan. In those days they used to eat lying down Mesubin, and they used to eat from small tables. Each person had a small table, and those small tables were brought to the person full of food on them. So the tables would have been removed. We'll break our Suda by removing those tables. And the Run adds that we will bench, and as the Rishonim speak out, we will then bring back the table, we'll make Kiddush, and we'll bring back the table full of new macholim l'chvoyed Shabbos to eat for the Suda Shabbos. So that was the suggestion of Rav Chananya Bar Shlemiah and the Talmidei de Rav. Nafsik v'nikve l'shabbato, and we will be koveya a special Suda for Shabbos. We will stop the Suda's choil. We will go through these various steps, and then we will establish the Suda for Shabbos. Amar lehu, so Rav Hamnuna Saba said to them, Loitzrichisu, you don't have to do this. Why? Shabbata kova nafsha. Shabbos is koveya itself. As the Rashbam explains, that since there is halacha, that when Shabbos comes, one is not permitted to eat until he makes Kiddush, the lashon of the Rashbam in the second wide line, Ein lecha hefsek gadol mizeh. There's no bigger separation than this. There's no bigger stoppage. Till now I was allowed to eat. Now comes the time of Shabbos. I have to make Kiddush. I'm not allowed to eat. So Suda Shabbos will be kaveh itself. By itself, it is already separated from the Suda's choil. And all you have to do, concludes the Rashbam, Dai lechem beprisas mapa v'kiddush. You can just spread out the mapa, the covering, and go and make Kiddush. And what the Rashbam is alluding to here is a machlokes that we had before on Daf Kuf Amid Aleph, which at this point it is kedai to repeat that machlokas, and this is the way the Rashi and the Rashbam learned the sugya, although the Rif has a different way of learning the sugya, but we will learn according to the pshat of Rashi and the Rashbam, that what the Gemara here, what Rav Hamnuna Saba was referring to, is the machlokas we had before at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim and Daf Kuf Amid Aleph. If someone is eating a suda and it comes the time of Shabbos, so Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was, Mafsikin l'shabbosais, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that one has to go through all the steps that we mentioned before, Akiras HaShulchan, taking those small tables away, and benching, and then making Kiddush, bringing the table back. That was the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain mafsik. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, you're not mafsik. You finish the entire meal, and then you make Kiddush. And at the bottom of Kuf Amid Aleph we had, after the two dots, the fourth, the bottom line, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Ein halacha like Rabbi Yehuda v'like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda that you make the Akiras HaShulchan with benching and Kiddush. It's not like Rabbi Yossi that you finish the whole meal and make Kiddush at the end. Ella, what is the halacha? Poiris Mapo Mekadesh, when Shabbos comes, you make a separation, not to the extreme that Rabbi Yehuda said of Akiras HaShulchan, that's not necessary, but rather you spread the cover out on the food, and you make Kiddush, and then you remove the cover and you continue eating the meal. There is a Machloikish Rishonim, whether, according to Shmuel, it is necessary to bench as well, to bench on the Suda's Choyl and then make Kiddush. That's a Machloikish Rishonim. But everyone is minded that, according to Shmuel, it is not, one should not finish his meal as Rabbi Yossi had suggested and then make Kiddush at the end, but rather, Poiris Mapa Mekadesh, in the middle of the meal, one makes the separation by Prisas Hamapa and then making Kiddush. Now, there is a machlokas on Daf Kuf and Aleph between the Rashbam and Tosfos, because they are both trying to answer a question that the Rashbam raises. The Rashbam raises the question that Shmuel was an Amoira. So how could he say this third opinion, which is neither like the Tana Rebbe Yehuda or like the Tana Rebbe Yossi? According to who is Shmuel going? His sheet is not Rebbe Yehuda and not Rebbe Yossi. To this, the Rashbam answers at the bottom of Kuf Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom, where he says the words Nira Be'enai, the Sfirule L'Shmuel D'Alacha K'Rebbe Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, like the Gemara said there, five lines from the bottom on Kuf Amud Aleph, Leizazu Misham Achakavu Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. And Shmuel agrees with that. The only thing is, Shmuel felt that it's kedai to be machmir, somewhat like Rabbi Yehuda, to make some sort of separation between the Suda's Choyl and the Suda's Shabbos, and therefore he suggested to do Poiris Mapa Umekadish. That's the approach of the Rashbam, that Be'emes Shmuel is passing like Rabbi Yossi, except he's being machmer a little bit, not to the extreme of Rabbi Yehuda, but a little bit Poiris Mapa Mekadesh. However, the Tosfos there, the bottom Tosfos, the Amask Ala Poiris Mapa Mekadesh, says that Bechinim Dachak Shmuel, the Bechinim Dachak, that the Rashbam didn't have to go to this Dochek to say that he paskins like Rabbi Yossi, except he's machmer a little bit like Rabbi Yehuda. Simple, says the Tosfos, there is a day of the Chachamim which is brought in the Yerushalmi, which is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says here in the name of Shmuel, that Poiris Mapa Mekadesh, it's a middle shita between the two extremes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel said that they paskin like the Chachamim which are brought down in the Yerushalmi. Let us get back to our sugi here on Daf Kuf Hey Amid Aleph. So Rav Hamnuna Saba, the way Rashi and the Rishbam understand our sugi is the following, that Rav Chananya Bar Shlemya had said that if it's dark outside, then nafsik v'nikvilu Shabbat, we will make Akiras HaShulchan, we will bench, we will make Kiddush and we will bring back those small tables. So in other words, they were passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And what Rabbi Hamnuna Saba said to them was that no, that we're passing Allah Lamaisa like Shmuel, either that Shmuel passing like Rabbi Yossi and a Chumra a little bit like Rabbi Yehuda, as the Rashbam said, or that Shmuel, as Tosfos said, was passing according to Chacham brought in the Yerushalmi, and therefore the Rashbam and Rashi conclude that Dai Lechem Beprisas Mapa V'Kiddush. That's all you have to do. You don't have to make Akiras HaShulchan. Omar Lehulay Tzrichasu. And then he added, Rav Hamnuna Saba, Shabbat Koven Nafsha, Shabbos is Kovei itself. You don't need Akiras HaShulchan. The Omar Rav, because Rav said, Kishem Shabbos Kovas LeMeiser. Just like we find the halacha that Shabbos makes a Kviya Suda for Meiser, as we will soon explain, Kach Shabbos Kovas LeKiddush, so too Shabbos is Kovei itself for Kiddush. As the Rashbam explains, we have a halacha by Meiser that midoraisa, before there is a completion of the processing of the tvua, of the wheat, there is no iser to eat from that wheat. The iser to eat from wheat where Meiser was not given is only after gemar melacha, after it has been completely processed. That's the din midoraisa. However, the Rabbanan said that if someone is going to make an achilas kva, he's going to sit down and eat a meal, so then he's usher to do it unless he first gives meiser. That's a din mid rabbanon. However, even according to the rabbanon, even according to the gzeira of the chachamim, that was only achilas kva, but they did not make this gzeira on achilas aroy. Therefore, it would come out that a person could take a snack from tfuwa where meiser had not been given yet. Even in the case where it was like nigmar malachtoi, he could take a snack even though meiser had not been given. However, this is only in the weekdays. But on Shabbos, as the Rashbam explains, since we have the pasuk in Yeshaya that v'karasel Shabbos oinig, there's an inyan that all the food on Shabbos that is eaten gives one pleasure. That's one of the aspects of the kedusha of Shabbos, as the Navi Yeshaya tells us. So then on Shabbos, even a snack is invested with this pasuk, with this kedusha of the karasel Shabbos oineg, and therefore Shabbos is koiveya, makes that snack in. There is no such thing as a snack on Shabbos. Every snack has karasel Shabbos oineg invested in it, and therefore it's like an achilas kva, and therefore the halacha is that one is not allowed to take a snack from tvua, even though it was not completely processed. It was like nigmar malachtoi, and it's only a snack, but Shabbos made it into a achilas keva, and therefore the person would only be allowed to eat from it if the meiser had been taken from before Shabbos. So just like we find that halacha, that Shabbos has the ability to be kaveya for meiser, so too it has the ability to kaveya for Kiddush. It is not necessary, as Rav Yehuda Paskin, and as Rav Chananya Bar Shlemya was going, according to Rav Yehuda, to make Akiras HaShulchan and then bring the Shulchan back and make Kiddush in the middle, go through all those steps and bench, all those various steps. That's not necessary. Shabbos is conveyed by itself, by the mere fact that you can't eat anymore until you make Kiddush. That's enough. So all you need is Poiris, Mapa, Umekadish. Savar Mino. So Rav Chananya Bar Shlemya thought, based on what Rav Amnuna Saba had told him, he thought, ki hechi de kavala kiddush, kach kavala avdola. Just like le'inyan kiddush, Shabbos is kaveya by itself, and one has to stop eating and make kiddush and be parvus de mapa, so too, as the Rashbam explains, kach kavala avdola, that if a person was eating, and now it on Shabbos, between Mincha and Maariv, he was eating, for example, Shal Shudas, and now it became dark, and now is the Zman to make Avdolah, and we know that when the Zman Avdolah comes, a person is not allowed to eat, so therefore the person has to, as the Rashbam says, he has to stop his meal. The Rashbam says, Va'afal pi, we're reading from 8 lines from the bottom of the Rashbam. Va'afal pi shalev siku sudasan, poiris mapa umavdil. The Bach takes out the word poiris mapa. That's not necessary. He says it's a toss, those words. It's a mistake. But rather, even though he didn't finish the Suda, and it's right, it's at the time of darkness, of time of Avdallah, umavdil. He's mavdil. She yitziyah Shabbos oisartin ba'achila, because just like at the beginning of Shabbos, one could not eat before he makes Kiddush, so too, one cannot eat once this Zman Avdolah comes, and he must first make Avdolah, and then he can continue with his meal. That is what they thought, based on what Rav Amnon Sabbat told them. Amar lehu Rav Amram, so Rav Amram said to them, no, that's a mistake. Hachi Amar Rav, this is what Rav said. Le Kiddush Kavas. Einach Nami Legabi Kiddush. Shabbos is Kaveya by itself. You don't need Akiras HaShulchan. The mere fact that it's Shabbos makes you Asur Tachil in Achila. And therefore you need Paris Mapa Makadish. Stop your weekday meal and make Prisas HaMapa and make Kiddush. But if Eloil Avdolah Kavas, but Shabbos is not Kaveya for Avdolah. And as the Rashbam explains, that the kavod Shabbos is that once you've started a meal before the end of Shabbos, the kavod Shabbos is she goymer sudasai, even after it became dark and after he finishes the suda, then he makes havdalah. The Gemara continues, vahani mili linyam mifsik dolem avsekina. If you were eating the meal between mincha and maariv on Shabbos, you're eating Shalashudas, you're not mafsik. Avalis chulei loy mischalinen. But you, once the Zman of Dola comes, if you had not yet begun your meal, you are not allowed to begin the meal. Now, if we look here in the third Taisus on the Amid, Taisus says, Vahani mili da'ochlu v'shasu mi'ikara. The Dikduke Seifrim tells us that Taisus had a different girsa in our Gemara. The Lashon of our Gemara is mifsik, deloy mafsikinen. If you already began eating, you're not mafsik. Taisus had a different girsa, but it means the same thing. Vahani mili da'ochlu v'shasu mi'ikara. Then you're not mafsik, but to start, you're not allowed to. So let us learn this very fascinating Taisus inside, and we will learn the Pashut translation of the words of Taisus, and then we will explain it more based on the Rush, who is more Marif than Taisus, and other Meforshim. Says Taisus, Mashma shayu oichlum b'Shabbos samach l'Hashaych. It would seem from this Gemara that they used to eat on Shabbos close to darkness, because it's telling us a halacha that if you're eating close to Havdalah time, and then Havdalah, the Zman Havdalah came, you don't have to be mafsik. V'teima, Taisus says that's a wonder, a question. Shalei nogu l'achol b'mincha l'marv. The minig is not to eat between mincha l'marv on Shabbos. V'gam Rabbeinu Tam kos al Rabbeinu Mishulam. Rabbeinu Tam got angry on Rabbeinu Mishulam. Shehinig l'achol b'mincha l'marv. He, Rabbeinu Meshulam, used to eat between Mincha Marv on Shabbos. The Amar B'Medrash, why did Rabbeinu Tam get angry at him? Because it says in the Medrash, Hashay Semayim B'Shabbos Bein HaShemashas, a person who drinks water on Shabbos Bein HaShemashas, Goizel Es Kroivav HaMesim. He's stealing from his relatives who have passed away. We'll expound on this, what exactly he's stealing by drinking water, after we finish the Taisus. V'kasev shepam achas ira maisa belusser. Once in the place Lusser, an incident happened where someone ate bein hashmashes, before darkness, between mincha and marav, ubole de sakana, and he came to a sakana. And then Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus continues, ubekushi tiru erev yom kippurim lechol achar vidui, mishum shikris. That Erev Yom Kippur, we daven an early mincha, and we say vidui, and then we eat the Suda Mafsakis. That, so it's really we're eating between mincha and marav. And the Rabbeinu Tam says you shouldn't eat between mincha and marav. So even though they allowed it on Erev Yom Kippur, they did it bikushi. They did it with difficulty. But the reason they did it was because if you were going to eat the Suda Mafsakis first and then daven mincha, it could be the person will have drunk an intoxicating beverage and he'll get shikur and he won't be able to make the vidui properly. So that's the only reason they allowed an early mincha and to daven between mincha and to eat between the mincha and kol nidre. V'gam Tisha B'av shechal yos b'Shabbos v'nitcha hitiru b'kushi, and Tisha B'av that comes out on Shabbos and it was nitcha to Sunday, and we allow a person to eat between mincha marv. You're allowed to eat until shkia, but you're allowed to eat after mincha on Shabbos, which Tisha B'av was chal. That was also done b'kushi. The person is going to be fasting, so we allowed him to daven mincha first and eat up till shkia. So this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that one should not eat between mincha and marav. The question is that from our Gemara, you see that on Shabbos you are allowed to eat between mincha and marav. Taisus answers, v'yesh litchais d'mayri hocha she'eschilu beheter. They began the Suda before mincha, so there was no prohibition of eating between mincha and marav on Shabbos. U'be'emtza sudas bal mincha, in the middle of the meal, they daven mincha. V'heich d'eschilu beheter mutter l'hashlim. So this Gemara, as the Taisa and the Rush explain, is not difficult on the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that one should not eat on Shabbos between mincha and marav. because it's speaking about that they began the meal before mincha. They interrupted the meal with mincha. They continued the meal until later. And our Gemara is saying if they started beheter, not only can they then continue between mincha and ma'ariv, but likewise they don't even have to make havdalah until they finish the meal, even though the zman havdalah has come. It is permitted for them to finish the shalashudis after dark and to make the havdalah later. Now the Rush expounds and explains many of the details of this Tosfos, and he brings down the following. The Medrash tells us that if somebody drinks water on Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, goizel es kroivav hamesim. And what does that have to do with not eating between Mincha and Maariv? So va'aser Rabbeinu Tam lechol be'mincha l'maariv mishum derech ha'adam lishtos beis achilasei. So the iser on eating between mincha and maariv really has to do with the iser of drinking the water between mincha and maariv, because one is goizel the kriv of hamesim. We'll expound on this in a short while. But the fact is, if you drink between mincha and maariv, you're somehow stealing from your kroivim hamesim, and since in a regular meal where one eats things, he also drinks, therefore Rabbeinu Tam went ahead and said that one should not even eat between mincha marv on Shabbos. V'yoid, she'moshe Rabbeinu nistalik b'shas mincha b'shabbos. Another reason not to eat between mincha marv is because Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos at the time of mincha. V'nogu she'ein oiskim b'tarv by mincha l'marv mitam zeh she'chochim shemes kol batim edrasha b'teilim. So we don't learn between mincha maariv because a chacham died at that time, Moshe Rabbeinu, and when a chacham dies, you're mevatel all the batei midrashim. If you don't learn during that time, vein roi l'kvoy asuda, then one should certainly not eat at that time. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam got angry at Rabbeinu Meshulam, who used to eat between mincha maariv. Now, in the Sefer HaYosher of Rabbeinu Tam, he brings the lashon of the Medrash, that hashoyse mayim bebein hashmashes. It doesn't say bein hashmashes on Shabbos. It just says bein hashmashes. So we see from the simple lashon that Rabbeinu Tam quotes the Medrash, it's a halacha of not drinking and therefore not eating every day, even on a weekday, between mincha and maariv. The Shvili Aleket says that the reason for this prohibition, if according to the Medrash it's every day, is because Bein HaShemashos they give in Shemayim permission for the Mesim to drink water. However, if a relative down here on earth at that time drinks water, then they don't give permission for the Mace to drink the water. So therefore, they made a prohibition on people drinking water between mincha and maariv. According to the Shvili Aleket, it would be every day. And Rabbeinu Tam went a step further, not only water, but eating as well, because in a meal there is drinking also. Now, Rabbeinu Meshulam defended himself from Rabbeinu Tam for his practice of eating bein hashmashes on Shabbos, because he found in a medrash that the girsa was not every bein hashmashes. He found a girsa in the medrash erev Shabbos. The whole prohibition was not during a regular weekday. It was not on Shabbos. It was only on erev Shabbos. Why? Because the mesim are tired from a whole week of din. They've been soivel a whole week from the dinim of Gehinnom. And therefore, they're tired of that, and they're given permission to drink water right before Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos. That time, that's the time when the relative should not drink water down here on earth. Now, Tosfos was brought down that it was with great difficulty that Erev Yom Kippur, they used to eat after Mincha, and they only did it because of Shikras. So the Marsha makes a diuk, since Erev Yom Kippur never comes out on Shabbos, we would seem from Tosfos that Tosfos was agreeing with the Shvili Aleket that the Isser of drinking and thereby eating between Mincha and Maariv is on a weekday as well, because we never found an Erev Yom Kippur which was Chal on Shabbos. So if Tosfos was asking from Erev Yom Kippur how come they were matur to eat between Mincha and Maariv on Erev Yom Kippur? It must be that he holds that the prohibition applies to weekday as well. On this, the Chassam Sofer says no, that we could say that perhaps the prohibition, as would seem to Rabbeinu Tam, who was koyes on Rabbeinu Meshulam for eating and drinking on Shabbos between Mincha and Maariv, it could be, like Tosfos says, it was only on Shabbos. But the point was that they allowed the mason to drink water on Shabbos because they were going to go back to their din, Moitzoi Shabbos. So they went to water because water is a mashal, says the Chassam Sofer, to be ma'orer chesed elyon, which is compared to water. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, we go for tashlich to ma'orer the chesed elyon, and that's why we go to water. So too, Bein Hashemashis on Shabbos, since the Mason are going to go back to Din. So, therefore, they used to drink water then, and therefore we should not drink water or eat according to Rabbeinu Tam at that time. And since on Yom Kippur the Mason are also judged, so therefore that's why Tosfos made a comparison between Erev Yom Kippur. He didn't mean like the Marsha says that he meant to say every weekday. No, it was only on Shabbos. Or Erev Yom Kippur, because Erev Yom Kippur, the Mason are also going to have a din, and therefore they would go to drink the water again to get the Chesed Elyon on Erev Yom Kippur before they go to the din. So I would have thought that one should not be allowed between Mincha and Kol Nidre to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The answer is they were matred bikushi, because if the person is going to eat first, he may say his vidui in a state of shikris. And the Rav Sholem Mimasa Machsia, it's brought down, said that since Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos, they were misakin by Mincha to say Tzidik Hadin. The Rush brings down that Rabbeinu Meshulam answered this also. Rabbeinu Tam was angry at Rabbeinu Meshulam. Why did you eat and drink after Mincha? That's when Moshe Rabbeinu died. He disagreed. Rabbeinu Meshulam said Moshe Rabbeinu did not die on Shabbos, because it says in the Torah, Ben Me'ev Esrim Shana Anoichi Hayoim. I'm 120 years today, the day he died. And how could he write that on Shabbos? He can't. Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to write that in the Torah on Shabbos. And the Medrash also says that Moshe Rabbeinu, on the day he died, wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. How could he write it if it was Shabbos? He brings a proof from the Seder Olam that in fact Zayin Adar, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, was on Erev Shabbos and not on Shabbos. Why do we in fact have the minhag of saying Tzitkascha at Mincha on Shabbos? Not because of Patiras Moshe, but because the Tzidik Then it said at the time that the Mason are omed, they are ready to go back to the din, Mitzray Shabbos. That's why we say Tzedek Adin on Shabbos at Mincha. And finally, the Shuli Alekhet brings that Rabbi Yaakov Mimoryish had a Shilas Chalom in a dream, whether he's allowed to eat Suda Shlishes after Mincha. They answered him, Mina Shemayim, V'achaltem Echol V'svoya V'hilaltem Hashem Hashem Alekechem. Eat and drink and be Mahal Hashem. You are allowed to eat Beina Shemashes between Mincha and Maariv. You could eat Shalashudis. That is the minig in all of Klal Yisrael. And as we learned from our sugya, you can continue eating until the night and then make Havdolah. Continues our Gemara. Umifsiki nami loy amoran ella ba'achila. That which we said that you don't have to be mafsik, that's only if you're eating. But bishtiya, aval bishtiya, but if you're drinking loy, then you have to be mafsik. Ushtiya nami loy amoran ella b'chamer v'shikra. We just learned that you have to be mafsik when the time of Avdolah comes. And certainly you can't start when the time of Avdolah comes. So Tosfos says, if you're drinking without a kviyas suda, you're just drinking alone, so then you have to be mafsik and you can't start. But that's only concerning chamer v'shikra, wine and beer. Avamaya, but if you're drinking water, leslam, but there's no problem. You can even start to drink water. There's no problem to drink when the Zman Avdola comes if you're drinking water. Upligan, this psak is an argument against Rav Huna. The Rav Huna, Chazal Ugavri, saw this person, the Shasamayim Kainu Avdola, was drinking water before Avdola. Omer Lei, so Rav Huna said to him, Loi Mistafi Marmi Askori, aren't you afraid of diphtheria, which chokes a person to death? The Tana Mishmei Rabbi Kiva, we learned in the name of Rabbi Kiva, Kol Atoyim Klum Kodem Sheyavdol Misas B'Hasker. If somebody eats anything before the Havdalah, if the Zman Havdalah comes, his Misa is with Askara. And Tosfos, and the bottom Tosfos explains, why is this Misa Askara, Mida Keneged Mida? Because four lines from the bottom of the Amid in the Tosfos, who must be a groinai? He satiated his throat, Yechonik, so that same throat will now cause him to choke. And Askara, continues Tosfos, is a Misa which is in the place, B'makom Chanik, of the one of the Arba Misas Bezdin, which is Chanik, choking. As the Gemara tells us in Ksubah, is that even though the Arba Mises today is bottle because we don't have a Sanhedrin anymore, but we have Din Arba Mises Loi bottle, Hashem can still bring it about to give a person the punishment of the four Misos. And the Gemara says, Mishan is Chayv Chanik, that today if a person did an Aver for which he's Chayv Chanik, Oy Teveh Banor, either he drowns in the river, so he chokes that way, Oy Meis Besrunchi, and what is Srunchi Vahana Askar, Tosis concludes, that is Askar. So we see the Askar is in place of Chanik. The person chokes to death through Askar because he let his throat have some hana of eating before Havdalah. So Rav Huna said that this includes drinking water as well. However, the Gemara concludes, Rabbanan de Bei Rav Ashi, Rabbanan and the Yeshiva Rav Ashi, like Kabdi Amaya. They were not makbid on drinking water when the Zman Avdola comes. You could drink water. The Rashbam points out, of course, by Kiddush, they were makbid not to, al tzkavit Shabbos, not to drink even water when the Zman Kiddush comes. V'hochi ilhilchis, concludes the Rashbam. And however, by Avdolah, they could drink water. In the bottom Tosfos, like Kabdi points out, I, the Gemara, said before from Rabbi Kiva, that kol atoyim klum, if you taste anything, kodem sheyavdol, misaseh ba'askara, klum will refer to any other food, any other beverage, but water per se itself, the sheet of the Rabban of the Be'er Ravashi was that there's no problem, at least by Avdolah, of drinking it, even though the Zman Avdolah has come. Now the Gemara begins a new sugya, a new question. Boy, minei Ravina, me Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Ravina had a question which he asked from Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Mishlai Kiddush Be'er Shabbos. If a person was not able, did not make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, Maushi Kaddish V'Holich Kol Yom Kulei, could he make that Kiddush, which we do Friday night, could he make it the rest of Shabbos? He'll make it at the Suda in the morning, for example. Amr Lei, so he responded, Mid Amri B'nei Reb Chiya. Since the B'nei Reb Chiya said that Mishlai Hivdol B'Meitzoy Shabbos, Mavdol V'Holich Kol Shabbos Kulei, if somebody did not make Havdol B'Meitzoy Shabbos, he's allowed to make Havdolah the rest of that week, which Rashbam says means actually until Yom Revi, until Wednesday, but he's allowed to make Havdolah past Moitzoy Shabbos, Hachanami here too, Mishloi Kiddush Be'er Shabbos. If somebody did not make Kiddush on Friday night, Mekadosh V'Halach Kol Yom Kuli is allowed to make Kiddush the rest of Shabbos. Eisve, we asked the question on this, Leile Shabbos V'Leile Yom Tiv, Friday night or the night of Yom Tiv, Yesh Bem Kiddusha. It has Kiddush, which means we make Kiddush. We say a special nusach, a special brach of Kiddush. Allah hakois, we do it over a cup of wine. The yesh men askar b'birchsam mazon. And we also mention the day of Shabbos or the day of Yontiv in birchsam mazon. We say, as the Rishbam explains, we'd say on Shabbos and yal v'yavoy on Yontiv. However, in the daytime, Shabbos v'yontiv, in the daytime of Shabbos and yontiv, ein bem kiddush al kais. We don't make kiddush al kais, even though we make a boire priya gofen, but we don't go through the inyan of a whole bracha of kiddush as we do Friday night or yontiv at night. We just say boire priya gofen. The yesh men haskar spirich samazen, and we do have the Ritzei and Yalviyavai in Birchas Hamazon. Freidi Gemara v'Isal Kedata. If you're going to say, as we thought said before, that Mishalei Kiddush be'erev Shabbos Mekadosh Valach Kol Yom Kuloi, that if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night or Yontav at night, you can do it the rest of the Shabbos. So Shabbos v'Yontav Nami Mishkachas L'Yesh Mem Kedusha L'Kayis. So then, during the daytime of Shabbos v'Yontav, there also can be a regular Kiddush L'Kayis. How? In what case? The Eloi Kiddush Murti. If you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, Mekadosh Shemach, you'll make it tomorrow. So from there, that brisa would seem that you cannot make Kiddush. Even if you forgot Friday night, you cannot make Kiddush in the morning. On Marley, he responded, De'i like Tani. You're making a case if he forgot. But the Brisa was not interested. You're right. The halacha really is that you could make, as I said before, you could make Kiddush. If you didn't make it Friday night, you could make it Shabbos in the morning. But that Brisa is not speaking about unusual cases where a person was Pesheya, either on purpose or by accident, somehow or other he didn't make Kiddush Friday night, he forgot to make Kiddush Friday night, D.E. if there is such a case, like Tony, we're not speaking about a potential hypothetical case, we're speaking about normally a person makes Kiddush Friday night or Yontav at night, he does not make that Kiddush in the daytime. Esra, we ask a different question. Kavada, Yomer Kavada Laila. As Rashbam explains, if a person has delicacies and he has a question, should he have it on Friday night? Should he have it on the Suda on Yontav at night? Or he has wine and he only has enough wine to have it during the meal at night or the daytime. Which one, at which meal should he have it? The answer is Kavod Yom Kaidim. The Kavod of the meal on the daytime is greater than the meal at night. But V'mein lo yalakos echad. What happens if he only has one cup? And the question is, on when should he make Kiddush? Should he use that cup of wine for Kiddush Friday night? Or should he use it for the morning? I'm Rolov. And now we turn to Daf Kuf Hei Amud. Beis, Omer Lav Kiddush Hayoyim, as Rashbam explains, Kiddush Hayoyim means the Kiddush of the day of Shabbos, meaning which you say Friday night. You use the cup, even though the kavod, the meal of the daytime, is more chashuv than the meal at night, but the Kiddush Hayoyim, which is said Friday night, that is the Iker Kiddush, and you should make the Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos. Mnesha Kiddush Hayoyim, the Kiddusha that's said over Shabbos. When is it said? It's said at night. That's Koydim L'Chavod Yoyim, and in parentheses, some are Goyers V'Chavod Laila. What does Chavod Yoyim and Chavod Laila mean? There's a Machlokes D'Rosh Bam, and Tosfos further on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Rashbam learns that Kavod Yom Kavod Laila means the wine that you're going to drink in the middle of the Suda, so it's more chashiv to make Kiddush Friday night than have a Kavod Yom, or Kavod Laila means the wine that you're going to drink during the meal which you're eating L'Kavod at night. So the Kiddush is more important than Kavod. Kavod Hayoyim is more chashuv than Kavod Laila. And Kiddush Hayoyim, Friday night's Kiddush, is more chashuv than both Kavod Hayoyim and Kavod Laila. That's the pshat of the Rashbam. The Tosfos further says that Kavod Hayoyim refers to the Kiddush Hayoyim. And why is Kiddush Hayoyim called Kavod Hayoyim? Because there's no real nusach of Kiddush. You're not making Kiddush Shabbos morning. So that Kiddush, where you just say Boyer Priya Goffin, is referred to as Kavod Hayoyim. So what Agamor means over here is, if you have a choice Friday night to make Kiddush Hayoyim, or Shabbos morning, or Yontav morning, where you're only making Kavod Hayoyim, you're not making a real Kiddush, so Avada there, the wine is used for the Friday night Kiddush Hayoyim. Vim Isa, if you're going to say, like you said before, that you can make Kiddush, if you didn't make it at night, you can make it during the day as well. L'shavke ad l'mocher, why don't you make Kiddush tomorrow? V'levet batarti, and you'll be yoytze two things. A, you'll have the Kiddush Hayoyim, you'll have Kiddush, and B, even though you're drinking the wine before the meal, says the Rashbam, but a little kavod Shabbos you'll have also. So if, and we know that Kavod Hayoyim is greater than Kavod Laila. So why don't I save the Kiddush if I only have one cup of wine for Shabbos morning or Yontav morning? And by doing that, I'll have both. I'll have my Kiddush, and I'll also have a little bit of kavod, and the little kavod that I'll have in the morning is more chashuv than the kavod at night. So why don't I do it that way? Amar Lehi answered, no. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. As Rashi brings down, we learned this before in the Masechta, that Hector, Chalavim Vavorim, is kosher the whole night. And yet, you are allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's Doicha Shabbos. Why? Why not wait till at night, and then you won't have to be Doicha Shabbos? The answer is, since Oyla Shabbos B'Shabbatoi, and that includes the Hector, Chalavim Vavorim, which is Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, it's more Chaviv to do it at the right time, which isn't the daytime, even though you could do it at night, and therefore it's Doicha Shabbos. So, since we have a concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so who had in over here? You have a Shiloh, should I make the Kiddush Friday night on that one cup, or wait till tomorrow? Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, the Brach of Kiddush should be made at night. As the Rashbam explains, true, we have that concept from Hector Chalom Vavorim that a Maisa is done during the daytime, because Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, it's more chav to do a mitzvah in the best appropriate time, and you don't procrastinate, you don't wait. Zrizim Akdim L'Mitzvahs. But maybe when it comes to a bracha, we don't say the rule of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Maybe the Kiddush, the bracha of Kiddush, could in fact be postponed until the morning. Do you want to say that Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita applies even to Kiddush, a bracha, Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, Nichlas, the base of Mitzvah Shabbos, a person who went to shul, and he davened in shul, and now he comes to, he said Atochen Antonu in shul during Shemoneh Esrei, but now he comes home on Mitzvah Shabbos, Mivorech Alayayit. So what should he do? He should make a bracha on Bar Pirgaf and on the wine. And then, Valamor, then he makes Bar Moreish. Val Absamim, and then he makes Bar Min Absamim. V'achachayim Ravdol Al-Kais, and then he makes the bracha Mavdol Al-Hakais. As the Gemara later will tell us, this is the Shita of Beis Shammai in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see more about this on the top of Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. V'im, continues the Bryce, V'im Ein Lo Al-Kais Echad. He wants the Edom Lava Malka Mitzvah Shabbos. He wants the bench ala kois on, and he only has one kois. So ein lo ala kois echad manicha yad lachra mazon. So he eats his meal, his Malava Malka meal, and he benches, and on that same kois that he benches on, umishalshlan kun lachayrav. So this whole seder that we had before of yayin, mor, psamim, and avdolah, he does that after the birchas hamazon. Taisus and davkuf beis Amid Beis, Divra Maschel Menichoy asks a question. We learned on Amid Alephir that you usher litoim klum until you make Havdalah. So how could he eat the Malava Malka and then make Havdalah afterwards? And Taisus answers, when should a person not eat anything before Havdalah? That's if there's no pressing reason. But over here where he's doing it in order that he should use the same kais for Birchas HaMazon to use that for Havdalah as well. And this way he'll be able to have, as the Gemara later is going to tell us on Kuf Vav, that Shema Mino, on the top of Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, Shema Mino Oimer Beis Kedush Al Kais Echad. He can do Birchas a Muslim plus Havdalah all on one kais. So here there's a reason why I am waiting with Havdalah and why I'm eating before Havdalah. When there's a reason, Taisa says you're allowed to. So the Gemara over here in our Sugya of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is asking, if you tell me Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so then I should make Havdalah right away. V'loy Amrina Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. From this halacha, that v'mein lo yala kais echa manicha ed la'achar amazin, you wait till after Birchas Amazin, why don't you make Havdalah right away? So l'chay yav araya that we don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita on a bracha. Amar lei, so he responded, Ano loy chakima, as the Rashbam explains, I am not a smart one, meaning I didn't make this up on my own. And I am not someone who is saying that I saw this in a vision. I had some Ruach HaKodesh, some Nevuah. No, I'm not going like Adas Yochid, explains the Rajbam. El Gemarin of Asadarna, I learned this in the Kashamati B'Yeshiva, says the Rajbam. I learned this in the Yeshiva, and I chazarded over, and I know it klor. I have 100% clarity in this halacha. That what? They paskin in the base marriage like me. That what? That you do say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, even on a bracha like Kiddush. Ah, you asked me a kasher from over there that you don't make havdalah right away on the kais and you wait. There's a big chilek. Shiny lambeni luya yoyim alafuke yoyim. There's a big difference between when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos leaves. E yule yoyim when Shabbos starts. So call come the magdimule adif. Whatever we can do it quicker is reason. Magdimule mitzvahs umechavivinle. So we show chavivis. We show our joy with the arrival of Shabbos. So we want to do it as quickly as possible. So there we do not wait with kiddush, even though we only have one kois to make kiddush Shabbos morning. There chaviv mitzvah shaita, make kiddush right away Friday night. Even though you're allowed to, if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you're allowed to do it Shabbos morning. But if you remember, and there's no reason why you can't do the Kiddush Friday night, avada do it right away Friday night. Afuke yoima, at the end of Shabbos, ma'achrin lei, then, if there's any reason why we can procrastinate and make Shabbos longer, we make Shabbos longer. Kehecha d'loy lehavi Allah ketuna. It shouldn't look like Shabbos is a burden and we're trying to get the quickest, earliest month, and to run out of the Shabbos. There we do everything possible to stall, that we don't want Shabbos to leave from us. So that's why here, if there's a reason, because you want to make Havdalah on a kois, but you also want a bench on a kois, you only have one, so there we do it later, we make the Havdalah later, and we do not say over there the klal of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, because we don't want to show that Shabbos is a burden. Says the Gemara, Shma Mina Miha Mesnisen. We learn from this Brisa Tamni. We learn 8 halachas. Shma Mina Hamavdal B'Tvila Tzor Shiyavil Alakois. We see that if a person made havdol in tefillah, as we learned before, hanichnas lebeis of Maitrei Shabbos, he came into his house on Maitrei Shabbos. Where did he come from? He came from shul. What did he do in shul? He davened. He said it in Shemoneh Esrei Atachan Antana. He was mavdol betefillah, as the Rashbam explains. But yet, when he comes home, tzar sheyavdol al kois, he still has to make havdolah on the kois. So that's why he requires a kois for havdolah. Ushma mina bracha tuna kais. We see that a bracha referring to birchas hamazon, that, as the Rashbam explains, that birchas hamazon needs a kais. That's why this person's in a dilemma. I only have one kais of wine, and I need it both for avdala and for birchas hamazon. Because if avdala wouldn't need a kais, I wouldn't have a problem. If birchas hamazon wouldn't need a kais, I wouldn't have a problem. So we see that both avdala and birchas hamazon require kais. Those are 2 halachas. A third halacha, shema mina kaisha bracha tzor shir. If a kais used for benching would not require a shir, and the shir is in fact a revius of a lug is 6 bayim, and a revius a lug is 1.5 bayim. So a kois, so birchas hamazon needs a shear, because if it wouldn't have this requirement of a shear, I could make 2 kosos and use 1 for avdala, 1 for birchas hamazon, even though I wouldn't have a regular shear for each if it wouldn't require a shear. But we see birchas hamazon does require a shear. Shema mina fourth halacha hamavorch tzach shiyita, that if somebody's making havdala, he should be toyim, as the Rashbam explains, either he should be toyim from it, or someone who is being yotze with his havdala should be toyim, or even a child should be toyim. But if the halacha would be that no one needs to be toyim, the halacha in fact is that if you're not going to be toyim, you can't make the bracha. You can't make havdalah unless somebody's going to be toyim. But if the halacha would in fact be that you don't have to be toyim, then what's the problem here? Make havdalah, don't be toyim, and later you'll bench on the same coast, and then you'll be toyim. We see that no, hamavar tzor shiyitim, and therefore he has a problem over here. A fifth halacha, shmami notami pogmoi, as Tosfos, the Ramasul shmami notami pogmoi, explains the Gemara's Havamin over here, which Rav Ashi later is going to question. The Gemara's Havamin was that the person had a large shear. He had a shear more than required. He could have drunk a molly lugma of a cheekful, and he could have drunk for the kos of avdala, and he still would have had left over 1.5 eggs worth, 1.5 bayim a Revi'ah Salug, which would suffice for the kos of Birchas HaMazon. So why did he not, in fact, do that? Make Havdalah over this big kos, drink a Mali Lugmav, have left over a shear, and there's no problem. The answer is no. That once you taste from it, you were pogem. Even though you have a shear, there's no problem with having less than a shear. But once you tasted from it, you were pogem. You have used wine. You have wine that was drunk from already. That makes a pogam in it, and therefore you can no longer use it for benching. And therefore, he had to wait with Avdol until after benching. Ushma mina, a sixth halacha we learn from here. Toam Avdol. There's a mandi Yomer who says that if someone ate something Moitzoy Shabbos before Avdolah, he's not allowed to make Avdolah until Sunday morning, before he eats something Sunday morning, because you cannot be toim anything before Avdolah. So from here we see, no, that even though he's going to eat his Malava Malka, he's going to bench and then make Avdolah, even though toim, he could be Mavdol, that this Bryce is going like the Man D'Omer, toim Mavdol. A seventh halacha shmamino, oimer beis kedusha kois echad, as we turn to Daf Kuf Vav, Amid Aleph, as Tosus explains, and Rashbam as well, Hecha de les leil kois echad. Bishain loy, says Tosus, if he only has one kois, then you're allowed to say two kedushas. You could say benching and havdalah on this one kois. Ushma mina beishama hiv aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, that the seder of which brachas he says in what order is going according to beishama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as the Rashbam explains. That there is a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, what the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in the Seder HaBrachas here. According to Rabbi Meir, everybody holds that Ner is first and Havdalah is last, and the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is which one comes first. Does benching come first or does Besamim come first in the middle between the Ner and Havdalah? But since our Gemara said that the first one over here is Mishal Shalon after Birchas HaMazon, so we see that, and the last one is Havdalah, so we see this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda learns the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is after Mazon. According to Beis Shammai, first you have the Besamim and then Mo'or and then Havdalah, whereas according to Beis Hillel, the Seder is Mazon Besamim Ner Havdalah. So since we said over here that the Seder was, as we mentioned on Daf Kuf Amid Beis, that Yayin Mor Psamim and then Havdalah, so we see it's going according to Beis Shammai. And since we said that you do it after Mazon, that Mazon is first, so we see it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding in the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and not the way of Meir understood the Machlokes. And an eighth halacha, that is the eighth halacha, Shmamina Beis Shammai Hiv Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi, as Tosfos explains on Kuf Amud Beis at the bottom, Rav Ashi disagrees with one of these halachas. He says there's only seven halachas. Perhaps Rav Ashi Amar Tamoi Pogmoi V'Koyshal Bracha Tzar Shir Chodem Milsehi, that the halacha that if you tamoi, if you taste it, you're pogem it, you can't use the rest of it, and also the halacha that a koyshal bracha needs a shir, that's all one halacha V'Achi Kamar, and this is what was meant. My time tamoi pogmoi, you know why when he's tamoi he's pogem it, Mishum the koyshal bracha Tzar Shir, because the koyshal bracha requires a shir. In other words, explains Tosfos, that Rav Ashi says from here you do not have a raya that this brisa holds that if you had a huge shear, as we explained before, you had a mole lugum of more than 1.5 bayim, where he could have drunk it for benching and for Avdalah, and still had left over a shear for benching. No, says Rav Ashi, maybe it's speaking over here that once he's toyamit, he's poigamit, because he's making it to less than a shear. Who told you that he had a moly lugum of more than 1.5 bayim? Maybe he only had to begin with a kois of wine of 1.5 bayim. And the mele, if he's toyam, if he's going to make Havdalah, he's poigamit. Why? Because he has less than the shear. He has not enough of a shear for for benching later. So that's why he has to wait with Avdallah until after benching and make both of them together. Because it's speaking about he only has an exact amount, 1.5. He's going to drink, of course he's going to be poigim this cup of wine. He's going to have less than this year. It's all one thing. But Einach Nami, if it would be a case where he'd have a moly lugm of more than a shear, then maybe the halacha would be that Ta'amoi is not poigim it. If, as long as he has a shear left after he drinks the moly lugma for the Avdallah, he has a shear left for the Birchas HaMazon, and he wouldn't have to wait with Avdallah. Maybe. So Tami Pogmi is not clear, says Rav Ashi. Maybe the halacha is Tami Pogmi, but we have no raya, we don't have an eighth halacha clear from this brisa, because maybe it was speaking about an exact shear, and Tami Pogmi, all it meant is that you're going to make it less than a shear by drinking for the Avdallah, and therefore you have to wait with Avdallah after benching. Benching.